The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hour number two of B. Mitch and Finley. Toby Altizer in for JP today alongside Brian Mitchell. It's time to get out to our guest hotline and bring in our guest, the one and only, the distinguished Barstool Nate. Nate, what's going on, dude?
Boys, it's so good to talk to you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Nate. So how happy were you?
I'll send JP a text. I don't know what time zone he's in right now. He's probably
he's in the zone
or something.
He's in the zone. But
okay, good.
Were you on Sunday, brother?
So Sunday was something special, right? I said it last week. It was not a must-win game because I think the two games after it, Falcons at home and then a Cowboys team that has completely just fallen off, if they're playing for nothing and we're playing for something, I'm very confident we can beat that Cowboys team. But I said that the Eagles game is winnable. I think up and down on paper, the Eagles might have the better roster, they're playing better, etc. But with a fully healthy Jaden at home, this team, and I've said it how many times, B-Mitch, this team can beat anyone in the NFL.
Yeah.
We might not be as good as, you know, the Bills or whatever, but that's fine because this team competes, this team punches, this team fights, and Jaden is special. Jaden is an elite quarterback already in this league. He is, you know, we know he's a top 10 quarterback. I would have to look at a list. We might be knocking on top five already in his rookie season, and he proved it again, just how special he is, just how good he is, just how when he's in the game under center, there is nothing that he can't do. And we won the game at home. This team is 10-5. We are a 10-win team. There were experts, as they like to call themselves, B-Mitch. I know you love that word. There were experts who had us as a 2-win team, as a 5-win team. This team is 10-5, almost locked into the playoffs. It is such a special season. I could not be happier.
One of my favorite things when you have a game like that, Nate, is going back and looking through the thread of tweets from various people and seeing the roller coaster of emotions. You were one of those as well. What were your emotions like for the game, just the ups and downs, the craziness of that one?
Well, here's the thing is, you know, B-Rob comes out and he's just dropping the ball left and right. And he's getting stuffed on 4th-and-1 where it should have been converted. And so it's those little things where you go, man, if, you know, our offensive line just had a little more push, we convert that 4th-and-1. Or if B-Rob isn't just dropping the ball for no reason, this is a winnable game. And you sit there stewing in your own emotions because you know that this team can beat the Eagles at home. And they're just doing everything to get in their own way to stop that from happening. And then the tides turn and you go, and especially obviously in the 4th quarter, and everything comes together and we get the stops that we need to get. And Jaden does that 4th-and-11 run. And you just sit there with your jaw on the floor going, oh my God, like this is not Ron Rivera's team anymore. This is a real football team who competes to the final whistle, who does not give up and who outscores the Eagles 22-6 in the 4th quarter to win a game in front of our home fans. I think the entire – if people weren't already on board across the NFL, like other teams fans, they are now. Now they're like, oh, yeah, this team is for real.
Well, as you look at the game coming up, and they're going to be playing against Michael Penix now instead of playing against Kirk Cousins, Do you think he throws anything differently at this football team that they have to be more concerned about? Because he's a guy that will take chances down the field. We know Kirk got to a point where he wouldn't take those chances.
Yeah, but like he's still a rookie quarterback who will be playing in his more or less second game, besides, you know, a little mop-up duty earlier in the season. He can try to throw everything he wants at this team, but I think our defense will be very prepared, and I think they will be very aggressive getting after him, making him make mistakes. This is still the NFL, and Penix is not prepared to play a full game against what I think is our defense is very aggressive and very opportunistic, and I do not expect Penix to put together anything special this coming up Sunday. I think we roll fairly easily. You know, I think it's going to be one of the games where the scoreboard looks closer than the game actually is. It's going to be one of those.
Talking with Barstool Nate here on B-Mitch and Finley, Toby Altizer in for JP today. You look at their offense, I mean, Saquon this week, you've got Bijan next week. How much does he scare you?
Yeah, and going back to the Eagles game, 100% correct that, I mean, Saquon was, he's unbelievable. He's very, very good at football. And you know, we can talk about how Jalen went down and, you know, Kenny Pickett came in. I don't think Pickett played terrible, but obviously, you know, he is a backup for a reason. But yeah, Saquon was great. The Eagles offensive line had a lot of push, and Bijan is very, very good as well. Also very exciting to watch. I feel like he's kind of not getting the shine he deserves across the NFL just for how sick he is at 22 years old. But that's neither here nor there. Yeah, Bijan is a weapon, and hopefully we can get some points on the board early and force Atlanta into throwing. Because, no, I don't want Bijan to be, you know, running the rock, you know, 30 times because he's, you know, he's like Saquon. He can bust open a 65-yarder at any given time.
So what scares you the most? Like, is there something that you're fearful at all against Atlanta, or is it something that you're pretty confident going into this one? Like you said, you know, you feel like the game maybe in terms of the scoreboard is going to be closer than it actually is. Is there something that scares you, or do you feel coming off this Eagles win that this team is just kind of going to kind of roll in this one?
Well, yeah, we can talk trap game. We can talk, you know, looking ahead. You can look at, you know, sitting at 10-5. And thinking that the Falcons are going to be an easy game and not coming out, you know, with their heads on fire. But I don't think Jaden and this coaching staff really allows for that. I guess we kind of saw it a little bit when we lost to the Cowboys, just how sloppy and bad that game was. But this game is too important, and it's flexed into Sunday night. It's in prime time. You don't come out in a primetime game at home and lay an egg. You just don't do it. If there's one thing that scares you, it has to be just how good Bijan is. But, you know, if you can take out their one dynamic player and just force their rookie quarterback to have to make plays, then you've solved that offense. So I think you just load the box, you make them throw the ball, and you just trust your guys, which I know our secondary is a little shaky, but again, Penix is inexperienced, and you can throw a lot of new looks at him, and you can kind of steal possessions that way. So if we come out anything besides on fire and motivated and ready to just destroy the Falcons, I would be very surprised. And I think we go up two possessions early and then just kind of just do our thing and continue rolling and go into week 18 at Dallas very, very, very comfortably.
Hey, you like a lot of people been asking for Luke McCaffrey to be involved in that return game. He was involved. You know, your thoughts on Luke in the game?
Yeah, so, B-Mitch, I think we're on the same page here where the wide receiver room gives me an aneurysm. This is maybe the worst wide receiver room in the league. Terry is unbelievably good at football, and he's doing it all out there. You cannot find another wide receiver up and down that depth chart that can get open and make the catch on a regular basis. And I'm not saying that they're not trying. I'm not saying that they're not working their butts off. It's just the wide receiver room and then the tight end room has a severe lack of talent. And I think that only shows how much better Jaden really is, that he's doing this all behind a so-so offensive line with only Terry at wide receiver and Carson Wentz at tight end, who has played fine this season, but I think he'd be better off as a second tight end option than a first. I would like someone a little younger, a little more athletic, who can pick up yards after the catch. But that being said, putting Luke at kick return, he was great. He was stable. He looked healthy. And I think somehow through osmosis, that'll pay off in the passing game. I don't know how quite yet. I'm still working on it. Still doing algorithms. But I think him getting more comfortable in the kick return game will pay dividends in the passing game.
Barstool Nate with us here on B. Mitch and Finley. Toby Altizer in for JP today. When you look at that defense, Marshawn Lattimore, really his first test in the Saints game, he was out there, but they never even looked his way. This was his first test. I feel like it was up and down. I'm curious your thoughts on that. And then what's your concern level with another hamstring injury?
Well, the hamstring injury, obviously, is the most important part of this whole equation. I mean, Marshawn's good. We know that. He was picked on a bit. Those back-to-back pass interference flags. There are people who said the first one was fine, the second one was BS, and then vice versa. I think we all agree at least one of those was fine to call. Yeah. Calling them back-to-back I thought was a bit weird. Yeah. I thought the second one...
One AJ had his damn jersey.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, AJ was holding him the whole way. So it was his first start against, you know, two top wide receivers out there on the field, AJ Brown and Devontae Smith. He made some good plays and some plays he, you know, was a little rusty on, which I think was to be expected. And now the question is he healthy again? And it's so disappointing. We need him out there. Obviously, when St. Juiced was out there, I don't want to say anything bad about St. Juiced. I think he's been through enough. I don't need a pile on. I think we all know that he is what he is, but you don't want St. Juiced out there. I'll just say it. You know, you don't want him out there. I'm not really, you know, spilling any secrets when I say that. So hopefully Lattimore can, you know, get injected with everything under the sun. Maybe he joins JP on vacation and, you know, just, you know, gets a little rubbed down from the masseuses and then can get back onto the field. He's going to be a very important part, if he's healthy, of the playoffs and next season. We just need him out there. Him out there is so vital to bringing the whole defense together, as we saw during the Saints game. And I'm not going to pile on. I promise I'm not. But he is a lot better than BSJ.
Man, we're a PG show. You talking about rub downs and all that. What the hell's wrong with you?
Just hey, it's medicinal. Get your head out of the gutter.
I'm just saying. I know how you normally think, man.
It's all medicinal. It's all doctors. Very all professional.
Okay.
Working out that hamstring. Yeah. What, you know, when you talk about Lattimore, though, the last 2 weeks, do you feel like you saw a difference in the defense? Is it simply you just put Lattimore on the field and you've got better corners out there? Or do you feel like you saw a difference in the defense? For me, I felt like the defense is maybe able to play a little more aggressive to do some stuff that they hadn't been able to. And
I think he brings a mindset that changes the way that they
exactly
play.
And even though he was getting beat at times by AJ Brown, you notice they just left him over there. You didn't have to worry about changing around. You didn't have to worry about anything else. He was going to be on AJ Brown, and it kind of allowed them to do everything else.
Yeah, exactly. It's a mindset. It's a trust thing. It's AJ Brown got him this play, but he's not going to get him for 15 catches for 240 yards. Huh. And it just allows you to do way more with the defense when you trust your corner. When you don't trust them and you need to provide safety help and you need to do all this other stuff, just to just pray that you can stop a top wide receiver, you can't get as much pressure on the quarterback. You know, they can utilize the run game more against you. It changes so much. And I think even if you want to think ahead going into next season, we should probably bring in another pretty good corner.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think the secondary is complete just when Lattimore's on the field. I think we could definitely use another piece out there, and then we can, you know, really fill in the spots around them. But the Falcons' pass game shouldn't be the same as the Eagles' pass game. I think we can all agree on that, where even if Lattimore has to sit out this coming up Sunday night, it's kind of Saints-esque. We can go back to that game where, you know, you're looking at an inexperienced quarterback. You're not looking at Jalen and A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. So that's like a little optimism and a little like, all right, even if he's not fully ready to go on Sunday, it's not the complete end of the world.
I know you're a hockey guy, Nate. I saw you retweeted that we're all kind of taking joy in the New York Rangers' struggles. They lose 5-0 to the Devils last night. Curious on what you think about that. Also, the Caps, you know, they get the break now. They get Ovi back thinking into the new year.
Uh-oh.
What have you made of the Caps?
First of all, what was that? Uh-oh. But second of all...
Uh-oh, we're getting the Caps. We're getting Ovi back, fool.
I thought I missed something, like something bad happened.
Just pay attention to what the hell's going on. You might stay on point.
Oh, my heavens. The Rangers aren't just struggling. The Rangers are the most pathetic, embarrassing team, not just in hockey, but in all of sports. They are just such trash, such an embarrassment to the I live in New York City, and people, when they see me walking down the street, they kick their Rangers hat off because they're so embarrassed by it. It is what they are able to accomplish. They put together a roster up there that any other team in the league would have killed for, and they have single-handedly destroyed themselves from within. Tom Wilson has taken their souls and their minds and just warped them in his hands and has single-handedly almost made them into the New York Jets, the Cleveland Browns of the NHL. The Rangers are such a joke. They're now 16-17. They're last in the Metro. They're trading everybody away. They're healthy scratching Chris Kreider, who has been through hell and back with this franchise. Their coach is a joke. Their GM is a joke. Their entire organization is a joke.
Yeah, we love that, by the way. We absolutely love watching the Rangers in misery. But
when are you going to a Rangers game?
When am I going? When the Caps are in town. I'll see you there.
You may not make it out of that damn place.
Well, and with the Caps, I mean, this team, hopefully getting Ovi back relatively soon, they've played pretty well. I mean, they lost last night 4-1, but you feel like they've kind of found a stride, and you add Ovi back into the mix, and this team should continue to be one of the best teams in hockey.
Yeah, definitely. They played great. Last night in Boston was not great. It was another back-to-back. If you look at the schedule that the Caps have played, it's been a ton of back-to-backs. I don't know what happened to make them PO the schedule makers that everything in December has been 2 and 3 games pretty much. It's pretty messed up. But now they do get that long break. We get Ovi coming back, as you've mentioned. And honestly, like, to lose Ovi and barely miss a beat and have 48 points, and I think we're second in the Metro right now, but that's only because New Jersey has played 3 more games than us. Otherwise, we'd be first in the entire Eastern Conference. It's a joy to watch the team, you know, when they're not struggling with these back-to-backs, which I still think it's been just overkill. I would like to know what happened where, you know, honestly, I'm looking at it again now. It's like 12, 14, 16, 17, 20, 22, 23, like the dates of December. It's just been a lot and a little bit of time. They need this rest. It'll be big for them. And then Ovi will come back, you know, after missing a month with his broken leg, and hopefully he will, you know, just be normal. And if everybody remembers, when he got hurt, he was leading the NHL in goals.
Yeah.
So hopefully that'll just come back and he'll plug in, maybe not immediately be elite, elite, elite again, but you got to think that, you know, come January, it'll just be Ovi as regular, and this team will go as far as this team will take, as he will take them, you know, especially in the playoffs. He's an absolute warrior, and I'm very excited for the second half of the season.
Nate, appreciate the time, man. Have a Merry Christmas.
Hey, you guys as well. And I think it speaks just so much that you guys are grinding away on December 24th, providing the millions and millions of fans with the entertainment they need during the day. So Merry Christmas to you guys and all the listeners and to CK and everybody at the station. Appreciate all of you.
Appreciate it, Nate.
Take care, man.
Have a good one.
Hey, you heard from Barstool Nate. Always good to hear from him. Up next, you got 2 games on Christmas tomorrow. We'll talk about which one's the better game. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley on The Fan.